message. It is with the feeling of deep pleasure that I take this opportunity of sending you a message. It may be short, but it has gushed out from the deep core of my heart and love and affection. The soul is longing to feel its characteristic which has gone out of sight, and this insignificant being is seeking fellow pilgrims to march on the path of freedom. My longing to get fellow travelers is only for the sake of rendering service to help their safe arrival at the destination. The idea may look foreign to you at first sight, but if you pause a little to consider the problem, the destination, you will surely come to the conclusion that you are sailing towards your own home, where from you have been snatched away by the irony of fate. When we use the phrase irony of fate, the idea of unbalanced character presents itself to our memory. So long as there was the balanced state, we had no form of our own. We have simply to unfold ourselves and restore our own balance, which we had lost. How simple it looks when we say that we have restored our balance. It is, of course, a very simple thing, but it becomes very difficult to follow. It is because with our unbalanced state, we have created intricacies. We always like to seek our way or to solve our problem of life through the difficult methods of commonly prevalent in our country. That is why disappointment and frustration result. We want to extract essence from fatty substances, in other words, from things which are puffed up with material knowledge and not from the bones where phosphorus is abundant to illumine the particles, however soiled they may be. Our difficulty thus becomes greater in the struggle. Adopt easy means for gaining the easy thing. Dogmas can do you no good. It is only the practical thing that can weave your destiny. Under the guidance of one who has measured the distance and has discovered the original source. There are such men in India who can very easily guide you to the destination so near and dear to you, but the selection you have to make yourself. For a hint to guide you in your search, I may say that where you find the idea of service with no selfish motive of the guide, there rests the real thing. One more thing to take into account especially is to know and to be sure that one who can foment you with his own internal divine power to make your task easy is the only capable hand for spiritual guidance. To get such a man is a sure sign of successful solution of the problem of life. For you all, I pray that the seekers may get such a guide. Amen. I think now there remains little on my part to pray for your spiritual elevation when you get such a man as your guide. As in duty bound, I wish that you all see the light of the day. Recorded in 1st December at Shahjahanpur.